This is Worldviews. I'm Brian Hardzinski, and a little bit of a role reversal today, coming out from behind the control room glass to talk with Suzette Grelot, who's joining me from Dallas. Suzette, I want to talk about this push for secession from Catalonia. It's a region of Spain that's growing increasingly frustrated with the government in Madrid. What are some of their issues? Why are they doing this, and what exactly is at stake here?
Well, Catalonia, of course, used to be independent until the 18th century and the creation of modern-day Spain. Now, Spain in 1977 did grant the region some autonomy, but rolled it back in 2006, and that's really when independence movements started heating up, increased interests and movements and protests, and then the economic crisis also fueled this movement later in the 2000s and into recent years. But really, since 2005, the independence movement in Catalonia has skyrocketed, going from about 13% in 2005 to its high to about 45% in 2014, support among the population. But it's declined a little bit in recent years, and perhaps that has something to do with economics as well, that and perhaps many immigrants that are moving into the region. So the motivation is that, you know, they used to be independent. They have their own language, their own culture, their own customs. But they also, I think, are embroiled in a lot of economic issues here and really just want to set themselves apart. They're a relatively wealthy part of Spain and don't necessarily like to be part of the Spanish economic decision making that goes on in Madrid.
Earlier this year, there was a similar movement to set themselves apart in Scotland, and they actually voted against independence from the United Kingdom. Is there any parallel here? And how has this been perceived outside of Spain by the rest of the European community or even international players?
Well, I think the Scottish referendum, I think we can draw some parallels with what's going on in terms of Catalan nationalism, Scottish nationalism, very similar. And again, economic issues tended to strongly influence what was going on, at least in recent years. Again, Scotland, like Catalonia, some of the similar issues regarding, you know, differences in culture, customs, and even to some degree language. But at the end of the day, the Scottish voted against it, and we don't know what would happen in Catalonia. The support for Catalan nationalism is somewhat mixed. There are proponents and there are a number of opponents to it. But at the end of the day, economic interdependence is going to reign. The fact that this is a small country, even though it is wealthy, will still struggle to be an independent nation. The European Union is opposed to it. The United States is opposed to it. The UK is opposed to it. I mean, there are many major players out there that are opposed. Of course, Spain will, the government in Madrid will definitely resist. So I think that the jury is still out on this, despite the fact that the Catalan Parliament has voted to start the process. I think we're a long way from actually seeing it happen.